You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers for the week of April 29th through May 3rd, which is the first full week of May sweeps. They are going all out. It's very exciting. I can't wait to tell you about it. We're going to have some fallout from the Jordan situation. We're going to have a whole lot of Ashley. We're going to have some boring business stuff, but I'm hoping that we have a couple of people back on the scene that we haven't seen in a while. We'll talk about all that. If you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do on the early edition spoilers, I'm going to take you through what's happening the rest of this week just to give you some context for the spoilers for next week, Wednesday, April 24th on YNR. We've got Tracy having to tell her big brother Jack that their sister Ashley Abbott took off. She did not do therapy. I initially thought, because they said they were doing intake, that they were taking her to like some kind of psychiatric place like Fairview, but it looks like Tracy was just taking her to intake for a regular shrink appointment. The thing was, Ashley said she had to go to the bathroom and then she just snuck out and she never came back. She left Tracy there, and now Ashley has got this whole other personality rolling out and she's acting wild. Tracy tells Jack she can see Ashley having a problem opening up to a stranger, and she suggests they contact her Paris doctor psychiatrist friend, and Jack says, good idea. Tracy says that she will find Ashley and find the doctor, and Jack can concentrate on the whole Harrison thing and being with Kyle. Tracy has a very nice run-in with Danny Romolotti that's pointless, but pleasant. And right after that, we get a look at Ashley Abbott's third alter, a Southern belle named Belle, very creative. She likes tequila. She likes piano players. She likes flirting with strange men. And Tracy Abbott is very shocked to see Ashley flirting with the piano player and being very outrageous at the Neil Winters Jazz Lounge on Wednesday. Jordan irritates little Harrison Abbott. He is not having any of her. He sasses her and kind of irritates her. And so she decides that she will leave him in the hotel and go meet Nikki Newman. At the same time that is happening, Kyle gets hold of some security footage. They got some information from that driver that pointed them close to the diner. And then he found security footage of Jordan in her car that led him to the Red Motel. And guess what? He finds his son, Harrison, which is very exciting. At the same time that Kyle is out looking for their son, Summer is crying to her brother Daniel about Harrison being kidnapped. And of course, she is blah, blah, blah about Claire. And Daniel says, stop fixating on Claire. Let's figure that out later. Just say a prayer for Harrison. And Nikki is in that alleyway to meet Jordan. She's trying to make a deal with her. But then Victor creeps up on Jordan and chloroforms her on Wednesday. So yay. Thursday, April 25th, Jack is going to get some disturbing news. I don't know if it's about Ashley. I assume that's what it's about, because by then Harrison is found, and that's not disturbing news. That's good news. And this is a weird spoiler. Victor has a new plan to take down Jordan, but he already has his hands on her at the end of Wednesday's episode. He's got her conked out. So that is a very, very strange spoiler. Maybe they mean he's got a new plan to deal with her, because they need to do something with her other than just sending her off to jail based on her behavior. Victoria and Cole think back on their past romance, their daughter, all that good stuff. I definitely kind of see them sparking. I just really wonder if they're going to keep J. Eddie Peck around, because when, honestly, from the get-go, Cole wasn't really needed for this story. I mean, it was a nice little blast from the past. If you're one who's been watching for that long, that kind of predates me a little. I've gone back and like watched a lot of it, but I definitely think this story could have gone on without him. And I guess if they're going to keep him as a romantic interest for her, that's fine. Otherwise, it just seems kind of odd. Friday, April 26th, Audra Charles promises something to Tucker McCall. I wonder if she's promising him happily ever after, even though she doesn't want to marry him. We'll see. And Tracy meets Ashley's newest personality, Belle. So she gets a look at her on Wednesday, and then it looks like Thursday they don't have any scenes, and then they have scenes again on Friday. So I'm sure Tracy is going to be disturbed to meet a third person living inside her sister's head. Belle said some interesting things. She said that she's tired of living with three hots and a cot, which if you don't know what that means, that's three hot meals and a cot. That means prison. Except these days, they don't even give you three hots. I think you maybe get one hot meal if you're in prison. I don't know. I haven't been to prison lately. So, or at all. I'm kidding. Have not been there at all. But when she says three hots and a cot, that's what she means. Basically, that she's been locked up in Ashley's head as a prisoner. Meanwhile, Devon is busy staying one move ahead of Billy at Chancellor Winters. Can we get a show of hands? Who cares who's running Chancellor Winters? I don't. I am so disinterested in this story that it's so painful. I don't think Josh Griffith understands what people want to see and what they don't care about. All right, that takes us to the week of April 29th through May 3rd. So Victor has taken Jordan down by Wednesday of the week before. So, but we are in our first full week of May sweep. So I'm confident that we're still going to have some Jordan stuff going on the week of April 29th. Maybe she'll get away from him. Maybe she'll make threats. The thing is, with Jordan knocked out and Harrison rescued, we're left with this question, where is Claire? So Jordan may have put Claire in one place and Harrison in another so that she would have two separate sets of leverage that she can wield against the Newmans and the Abbotts. So finding Claire may be the next big thing coming next week. Ashley's new alter, Belle, wants to be free. She's living it up. She doesn't want to go to a psychiatrist, but on Tuesday, April 30th, we are going to meet Dr. Alan Laurent, who is Ashley's Paris shrink friend. Christopher Cousins has been cast in that role. I'm excited about it. And Adam is increasingly frustrated about the situation with his son, Connor. I don't think he's going to stay out of it for too much longer. The power struggle at the top of Chancellor Winters continues. Devon, Abby, Nate, and Mamie are fighting Bill and Jill, and Lily is finding herself torn because of her cousin, her aunt, and her brother. And then her ex-boyfriend is trying to get her to side with him and his mom. And of course, his mom is her mentor. So it is very frustrating and heart-wrenching for Lily. The lawsuit against Chancellor Winters will pick up speed as we head into sweeps. And Jill has made it very clear she has Lily's back either way, whether she wants to give Daniel the game, which I think is nonsense, or if she wants to fight it out in court. However she wants to do it, Jill is there for her. And I just wonder, because of this, if we're going to get Michelle Morgan back as top lawyer, Amanda Sinclair during sweeps. I think that would be phenomenal. Let me know what you guys think. Drop your comments about what you're excited to see. Subscribe if you haven't. Be sure and come back soon. We'll have full weekly spoilers, 2 week spoilers, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.